Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to your phone calls. Mike is in Sterling Heights, and he's on 97.1. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Pretty good. First of all, Stoney, I want to give you your props, man. Me and you go back a long time, 30 years. I'm Motown Mike, man. We used to fax and do all of that. We used to go back like crazy.
Just the facts, Mike.
30 years ago. 30 years ago, Stoney.
I know.
We were in a week just like this. Detroit had a high-flying offense, 1995.
Yep.
Scott Mitchell, Barry Sanders, Herman Moore. Morton, we had the great offense. We went into Philly riding high, and they kicked our butt, man.
Well, we don't have Lomas guaranteeing victory this time.
Yeah, and let me just tell you this. This is the reason I hate that I'm making this call, man, because Philly is everything I want to be. I'm defensive-minded. And when you look at their strength versus our weakness versus their strength, don't look good. They're strong as hell up the middle. That's our weakness. I'm talking about their defense going up against our offense. Crunch time. I just advantage them. They play zone defense. And our quarterback really doesn't like zone defense. All eyes will be on the quarterback. He's not elusive. I don't like that. And then our defense versus their offense, they make plays. They got playmakers at every position, whether they do it all the time, but they have that all-star ability at every position, man.
Now, well, Mike, I think this is – you bring up something I want to talk about. The defensive matchup, like the interior of the offensive line really played well last weekend for the Lions, and that doesn't mean that they're ready for this test from Philly, but I freaking love it. I love that they're going to face this Philly defensive line, and we get a sense, because if they pass this test, Mike, look out, right?
I agree with that, because you're right. It's going to be it's the final. It's a final test. Maybe it's the midterm. It's the midterm, and the guys are growing. But when you talk about the two beasts, they got two beasts in the middle. I wanted Jordan the first year. I wanted Carter the next year. I wanted those guys to be on the Lions, but Philly got them. I wanted the edge that they just picked up Phillip.
Jalen Phillips.
I wanted them.
He had a great game the other day. Jalen Phillips played 52 snaps, had 7 pressures, 6 tackles, 2 quarterback hits, and a fumble recovery in his debut. And that's kind of scary. Because the Lions didn't get Jalen Phillips.
No.
Now, they're perfectly comfortable. We're good is the famous line about their edge spot. But it's something that could be a huge topic come Monday. Like, if Jalen Phillips is a factor in this game, we're going to get the Brad Holmes complaint calls on Monday.
And there's a name.
Unless the Lions win.
There's a guy who's rising slowly for Philly, who was a 7th-round pick out of Texas a few years ago. He's from Nigeria, Moro Ojomo, who's playing in the defensive line, who's starting to really turn some heads there.
Now, I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he wasn't picking Philly because something happened 30 years ago.
No, that,
that had nothing to do with it. Oh, you can tell it's on his mind, though. You don't bring it up unless it's on your mind.
I have no idea why you'd even bring that up. Especially, it has nothing to do with anything.
Especially since it was a playoff game. That's number one. Number two here in some of the things he said is, you know, he talked about that I kind of agree with. It's kind of weird. You know, this is like the midterm because they've played, what, 9 games of 17. So we're basically just starting the second half. We still have 8 games left in this season, and we're like thinking, how huge is this game? We still have a long way to go.
Greg's in Detroit and next. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And sure. As always, just a great show.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be quick as I can. You're welcome. Guys, listen. The Detroit Lions are built beyond different. We are just different, and that needs to be understood. When we played Philadelphia 3 years ago, after Philadelphia had just come out of the Super Bowl losing to Kansas City, if you remember that game, the Lions could have scored 50 points. We left a lot of points on the field, and that's when I woke up. That's when I stood up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what do we have here? Unfortunately, the Lions hadn't recognized their identity of yet until, like, mid-season, and then they turned it on just missing the playoffs. Fast forward, the next season, we begin to recognize ourselves two completions away from going to the Super Bowl. Why? Because and in that finding ourselves, Dan Campbell knew what he had. Everybody wants to call him a gambler, but I'm like, why are you doing that when you're looking at the personnel to what we have, man to man, and matching up, no other teams can match up against that offense with a Jared Goff-led offense and with the dynamic. No other team can match up. So I never saw this gambling. I'm like, well, why would you not go 4th-and-3? Why would you not with this personnel? Now I'm going to get to my point. Guys, here's another thing that the team is maturing to, and I don't think it's fully understood, is that our passing game with the personnel, with J-Mo, who's one of the fastest receivers in the NFL, we're not making that a dominant aspect of our team. That the offense is, I mean, the running game is profound. But I'm telling you, who we have in the passing game is just as profound. Well, and one is not predicated on the other.
Greg,
predicated on the passing game.
They, all right, take what the defense gives you kind of offense. And yep. Goff talks about it every week. And I feel redundant asking him the question, and it's because it's like after every game we go, yeah, it was good, but where was LaPorta? Yeah, it was good, but where was J-Mo?
Yeah,
that was good, but they never really got Jahmyr Gibbs involved. Like it's just they take what the thing is when you run. I think they ran 68 plays against Washington. When you run that many, everybody gets to eat,
right?
But that means you're moving the chains, you're getting more plays. But yeah, they're like. You know, the implication that they're not centering around J-Mo, I don't care who they centered around. Just move the football. And I always think it's a mistake to call plays to check a box.
Correct.
Call the plays to win the game. Absolutely. And if that means you hand it off to David Montgomery 35 times, then hand it off to David Montgomery.
If you win the game, that's the most important thing. And that's what I think in Philly that A.J. Brown has to understand.
Yeah. Well, he's an emotional guy, and he always has been. Tony McComb says, I think the Lions win because they will force 3 and outs and control the time of possession with Gibbs and Montgomery leading the way. I can see them having 2 or 3 drives of 8 plays or more.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
As long as Kevin Petullo is calling plays for the Eagles, I like the Lions' chances. That offense isn't the same we're used to with Petullo holding the play sheet. I think the Lions surprise a lot of people and win by 2 possessions.
Wow.
Eagles beat the Lions. They've actually beaten good teams. The Lions lost on the road to the only good teams they've played. Don't bring up Tampa Bay. They're mediocre at best.
No, I don't think Tampa Bay is mediocre at best, to be quite honest with you.
No, I don't. If we can't bring up a good team, then you're right. The only teams that they have beaten our bad teams if we can't bring up the good teams they beat.
Correct. I mean, look, record-wise, you know, Baltimore, say what you want about them, they're getting better.
Yeah.
And that was a road game.
Yep. MCDC has been upgraded to OCDC. That's funny. Philly gives us 113 rushing yards per game. It is in the bottom half of all defensive categories. I'm not worried about their defense.
The key for the Lions defensively, it's pretty basic, wrapping up. because Saquon's really good at, you know, breaking some tackles, and then you have him go in and starts hurdling guys and things like that.
Here's a fascinating one. Goff can have the biggest chip ever on his shoulder. Good for him. When you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
Good enough for what?
Doesn't he have the best quarterback rating in the NFL right now?
Good enough for what? I mean, if you just don't think that the Lions can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, fine. Believe that if you want. I'm not going to argue that right now. But if you don't think Jared Goff is really freaking good and can take a team on a playoff run, I think he's done it. He's done it. He did it in the Rams, okay? And yeah, he didn't do much in the Super Bowl, but he had a great drive in the NFC Championship game. He did it here 2 years ago when they won two football games and Josh Reynolds decided to be Edward Scissorhands, and that's why they didn't go to the Super Bowl. That ain't Jared Goff's fault. He had a horrible playoff game last year. That can't dispute. But he's done it before. God.
So I looked it up. He doesn't have the best passer rating. He's second. Oh. So unless you're first.
Yeah.
Look, I get stats aren't everything, but we're talking about a guy who's obviously operating. He's completing 74% of his passes. He's got 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. 20 is the most in the NFL.
Look, we get it. He can't run. Okay.
Well,
whoop-de-doo.
If that's the determining criteria, then yes, he's apparently not good enough. But it's Carson Anderson. All right. So Stoney's obviously in for Anderson. Straight ahead, league's trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Can they do it? We'll get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At 1120 on 97.1. Back to your phone calls in a minute. I mentioned toothpaste back in the tube, genie back in the bottle. They mean the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kang, I mean the same thing. Toothpaste back in the tube, genie back in the bottle. Can't put the genie back in the bottle.
The genie does go back in the bottle.
The difference, you know what the difference is, though?
Is there a difference?
I don't dream of toothpaste.
Stoney just referenced a television show from the 1960s, for those who are wondering what that was about.
Next on my scorecard is Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin will be coming up at some point.
Yes.
During this show.
The over-under on a Groucho Marx reference is 115.
We still doing favorite movies?
Stoney's favorite talkies today at 1:30. No, both MLB and the NFL are trying to do just that. Earlier this week, the Major League Baseball announced the major sports books and MLB have agreed to place a $200 limit on pitch-level micro-bets. So the bets that Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase were making, you can no longer bet more than $200 with the official sports books on micro-bets. So the whole, this pitch is going to be a ball or this pitch is going to be less than this speed type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, NFL sent out a memo. Says the league is, quote, actively engaged with both state lawmakers and regulators as well with our other sports betting partners to limit and where possible prohibit altogether prop bets in the NFL. So this is, you can't like player totals.
Yeah.
They're trying to limit or get rid of them.
I give football credit, but it's because of what they're doing is they're going up against some people who are paying them a lot of money. And prop bets, as you know, is a pretty substantial part of sports gambling these days. As far as the baseball thing goes, $200 limit. Look, there are tons of people who bet on sports illegally.
Yeah.
So while you say, okay, you can't bet more than $200 on the first pitch being a ball, there could be some person in the underworld or whatever who gets to Luis Ortiz or some other pitcher and says, hey, we'll give you $50,000 because I'm still betting $1 million on this pitch.
I mean, illegally. If people want to bet illegally, I guess they'll bet illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea if it's going to work. But I mean, baseball announces the Emmanuel Clase, well, it doesn't announce. The Emmanuel Clase stuff goes down earlier this week. And where is baseball handing out the awards?
Las Vegas.
I mean, Shabbat was in here during the update laughing. He's like, we keep going to Vegas for handing out these awards. Well, there's also news stories about players being.
Yeah.
But they're giving out the Cy Young at the MGM Grand.
That you could probably, I mean, you could have bet on that.
Probably could have bet on
you
it.
Could
sure,
have.
Of course you could have bet on who won the Cy Young.
Look, and now there's an NFL team in Las Vegas. As soon as the stadium gets built, there will be an MLB team in Las Vegas. There's an NHL team in Las Vegas. And well, someday there might be an NBA team there.
Look, the idea that they are trying to curtail manipulation of bets, I respect. Because we're talking to an audience where I'm sure some of you out there are rolling your eyes thinking everything's scripted these days. I'm suspicious of everything. Gambling has ruined it. And I got it. That's that, you know, if you feel that way, sure. You know, I don't feel that way yet, but could I see a future where that happens? If this stuff becomes more prominent, but do you raise your eyebrow a lot now because of gambling? And they're trying to reestablish a bit of credibility. Because the most easiest thing to manipulate is a prop bet. If your team's a 6-point favorite in football, one player can do what they can to try and manipulate that point spread. But there's too many other people on the field. If you're trying to manipulate your over-under on number of interceptions thrown, hey, I'll just throw a couple interceptions.
Do they have the mechanism where say, okay, we're not going to eliminate prop bets, but we're just going to eliminate unders?
I don't know.
I mean, because that there's no player that's going to be incentivized to make. I mean, they'll make catches on their own, right?
I mean, you can if you could still bet an over on interceptions.
Yeah,
but Kang, you got a thought here?
No, Adam Silver, you know, commissioner of NBA, has asked certain gambling sites or whatever to eliminate certain prop bets as well, and all that stuff. It is really hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, Doug, because the money involved. And you remember my bold prediction I knew wasn't going to happen was eventually it's just going to go back to the way it was, and you just can only bet in Vegas because this has gotten out of hand. Yeah. It's never going to go back the way because the money involved. But with that being said, I think they are trying to regulate this a lot more than it has been, because I know, Doug, you don't necessarily believe it,
nope.
But a lot of people do believe the manipulation and everything's being controlled by money and gambling. But the problem is they still gamble and they still bet. So you're not changing anything if you keep doing that, but it's on everyone's mind no matter what now. And it's unfortunate because the purity of sports is, you know, it's completely gone down to what it used to be. And
the one thing that is good though, Kang, is since legalized gambling, is I think that Vegas now does a much better job of pointing things out that just seems so irregular of bets that are so one-sided. That happened a little bit, but not as much as it does now. They're more of a watchdog on it.
No, big corporations and organizations like the UFC, they have a service that alerts them when there is way too much. It's irregular betting, like you said, on one fight or one prop or whatever it is. And I'm sure the big four have this, but that still doesn't mean it's going to continue to happen because dumb people do dumb things, and that's never going to stop.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Jim and Fraser. You're on 97.1. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. You know, I haven't really talked much about it. I call a few times, but I haven't really discussed golf that much. But I'm really getting tired of people putting him down. And I'm going to tell you, if these people don't like golf and you want a different quarterback, well, guess what? You watch the NFL on Sundays. You ever watch New Orleans play? You ever watch the Jets play? You ever watch how bad some of these quarterbacks are in this league? You want to get rid of golf? That's fine. But what are you going to do? What are you going to replace them with? The Jets yesterday, wasn't it Fields threw over 100 yards yesterday in the fourth quarter, and they said, boy, that's like a major accomplishment for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, why would people want to get rid of golf when out there is really not that much? And I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand what these people want. And, if that's what they want, you want another New Orleans or the Jets, then take it.
What they want, Jim, and I'm going to suspect. And just so people know, Jim is responding to a ticket text that basically was mocking Goff having a chip on his shoulder. When you're not good enough, you're not good enough was what the texter said. Jim, they want a quarterback that's mobile, that they're the bridge and the hill that they're going to charge up is you cannot win a Super Bowl with an immobile quarterback. And if you believe that, okay. If you're going to be immobile, the only way you'll be successful is to have all the traits that Jared Goff has. He makes quick decisions. He diagnoses where the football should go, and he delivers an accurate football. And because of that, they have one of the best offenses in the NFL when they're clicking. And you know, the idea that it's not like he's immobile and can't throw.
Right. The last four teams that won Super Bowls, okay, obviously Kansas City won twice, Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are mobile. Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, they're not very mobile.
Oh.
No. Well, why don't you ask them next time they come on, ask them and say, hey, okay, you don't want golf. Who do you want then?
I know.
I mean, be specific. No general. Be specific. Who do you want? You want Fields? Who do you want that's mobile?
Well,
because I don't know who they want, because if they want Hurt, they want Mahomes, they ain't going to get them. So who do you want?
Exactly.
Well, thank you for the phone call. I bet a bunch of people wanted Hendon Hooker. And Hendon Hooker, he's still available, right? He got released by Carolina?
Yeah.
He got released by Carolina.
That's all you have to say.
It's Carson Anderson, Stoney, and for Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stoney in for Gator. Brian's in Detroit, and he's next. Hello, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Brian.
Fellas, the fans, they want Goff to do it. We can't judge Goff on the regular season anymore. It's got to be the playoffs. He was the reason they lost in the playoffs. We talking about Philly problems. Philly has beaten every big game. All the good teams they beat. The Lions lost to Green Bay, Kansas City, beat Baltimore. We could talk about all the problems in the world that Philly has. They're the world champions. Somebody made a comment about who would you rather have, Campbell or the Phillies coach. I'd rather have the world champs. It's got to be done in the playoffs. Don't tell me about regular good season. The Lions have to be judged on the playoffs. Goff has to be judged when the playoffs get hit, not the regular season.
You're right. And Brian, in the playoffs as a Detroit Lion, he's had three pretty damn good playoff games and one crappy one, right?
Well, yeah, the last one was the crappy one.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
When they was favorite, when everybody went in that game, Vegas thought they was up, they would win by 10 or more. Everybody thought they was on the roll. The minute they lose, all I heard was injuries. Golf, we had the golf and the Lions have to be judged on.
I don't know if you're saying anything that's is conflicting with what the belief is here. You can't play a playoff game till the postseason,
right?
But the point is, you want people. I don't know. I'm not saying you, Doug, but some people want everybody to just be all in on golf. No, get the job done. Well, that's what when the playoffs get hit, man. Be the reason the Lions win.
Okay, I got to tell you, Brian. I got to tell you, people are going to give their opinion beforehand about whether or not he can get it done.
Right.
I don't think there's anything inherent. Do you think there's something inherent about Jared Goff that he can't win in the playoffs?
No.
I
think he can win in the playoffs. But, Doug, he has to do it. Because, Doug, I can't get over the fact he went to the Super Bowl and the coach didn't want to keep him.
Yeah, of course, Brian. Until he gets to the mountaintop, he won't get the ultimate praise.
Right. If Stafford never went to the Super Bowl, they'd say the same thing about him.
You know what they aren't playing on Sunday? A playoff game.
Yeah. That's what he
can't win a playoff game Sunday. He can win a big game Sunday, but he can't win a playoff game Sunday. In Detroit, he's won playoff games. In L.A., he's won playoff games. And he's taken a team to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, if it's a binary yes or no question, has Jared Goff won the Super Bowl? There's no argument, Brian.
No.
The answer's no.
No.
But does that mean you, for the caller says, if you're not good enough, you're not good enough. That caller has decided that Jared Goff can't win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
I haven't made that decision. No. Ryan, in fact, you didn't make that decision. No. Stoney, you haven't made that decision.
No, absolutely. Do things have to be different for him than other quarterbacks? Yes, but that's okay.
Let's go to Nick in East Lansing. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Good. So I just wanted to say one thing real quick is that I feel like Lions fans, as of late, have gotten spoiled, and I don't know if they like almost forget, when the dark days were. I mean, we aren't too far removed from that. And this whole thing that Goff isn't good enough. I mean, do you remember the days of like Orlovsky? I mean, just, I watched all 16 of those losses back when they went 0-16. I mean, the fact of the matter is Goff is good enough. Is he not mobile? Fine. I mean, but you know what? Neither was Tom Brady when he won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, obviously, I understand that, Tom Brady's Tom Brady and Jared Goff is not Tom Brady.
Dante Culpepper was mobile.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because he was talking about quarterbacks from the past, and I was agreeing with him that you don't have to have a mobile quarterback to win.
Yeah, just saying that because you guys had mentioned that, people want mobile quarterbacks and we can't get it done unless we have a mobile quarterback. Well, I kind of disagree with that. I think he is good enough. I think this team is good enough. There's nothing to worry about until there's something to worry about.
So, Nick, the way you put that is exactly what I think. You either think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl or you don't think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. Nick, you think he's good enough. I think he's good enough. Stoney thinks he's good enough. If you don't think he's good enough, the question is why, and I would guess that 95% of the people would say mobility. And why I think that's foolish is because I think that there's always more than one path to the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
When a team wins a championship, everybody always tries to mimic that team, okay? And when you try and mimic that team, then somebody else wins it a different way. And everyone tries to mimic that team.
To copycat league.
Yeah, until somebody else wins it a different way. And it's like the Pistons. Can the Pistons win the NBA? Because the Pistons don't shoot threes.
I can't wait till the mobile quarterback thing is done for good. Because I honestly think Jared Goff is maybe the last quarterback. Because I think inherently, younger players and athletes now are just more athletic than they were 20 years ago.
The weird thing is, this is not where I expected the show to go.
No.
Right? We get one text of one guy saying, I don't care if Goff has a chip on his shoulder. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough. And all of a sudden the phones blow up, but this debate turns into Jared Goff, which I guess we shouldn't be surprised. We did 10 years of Stafford radio here and whether or not he was good enough. And I'm going to guess that a lot of the people that said Stafford wasn't good enough are the same people that says Jared Goff isn't good enough. And Stafford went out and won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. With the coach that didn't want Jared Goff, though.
They didn't, but...
I know.
But both teams can win, like, with their guy. It's not like... Like, that's... You know, just because Sean McVay wanted to go a different direction doesn't mean that that's the only way.
No.
I hate only way thinking. I can't stand only way thinking. I get offended.
But Kang,
I shouldn't. Why am I offended?
But Kang is correct. There aren't very many quarterbacks. Jared Goff is becoming a dinosaur, which
exactly.
is fine.
Yeah. Go ahead and pick out a quarterback under age of 30 that's not a little bit mobile. It's hard to find one nowadays. You know, yeah. Baker Mayfield can move around. Drake May. All these guys, they just grew up different. I couldn't find a basketball player right now that looked like Bill Laimbeer. Because just athletes and sports are different what they were. And so people got to get over that. And do you think in Buffalo or Baltimore, they go, our quarterback's not mobile enough? That's why we haven't won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Right.
Let's go to Sammy in Philly. You're on 97.1. Hello, Sammy. Hello?
Sammy.
We'll check back with Sammy. Josh in Waterford. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I just got to say, this is just one aspect, but a mobile quarterback happens when there's a little bit of a broken play. Everybody's covered, and they got to scramble, and they got to make something out of nothing. I think we're overestimating the need of a mobile quarterback.
Right, especially if you have a really good offensive line. Look, there are some mobile quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, and then one you'll probably see Sunday in Hurts, who sometimes they actually have design plays where they run and they want to use their mobility. But other than that, you are correct.
I think that, you know, there are some quarterback run designs for quarterbacks, but you can't do that, like, all the time. You're going to get hurt in the NFL. So, you know, Josh, it's a nice asset.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it for years. It's way down my list of priorities for the quarterback position. But that doesn't, if suddenly a mobile quarterback, if the Lions draft a guy who's got more mobility, I'm like, okay, can this guy win big games? Because this is what we're talking about. Can you win big games? And Goff has won more than a few big games.
Right. And you brought up a great point. We had a mobile quarterback here who couldn't see the field here or even in Carolina.
Let's go to, they want a better mobile quarterback, Tony. Yeah. Tony in Ann Arbor. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
You guys are football guys. First, love the show.
Thank you.
But there's 11 hats on the offensive side of the ball, right? For an offensive unit to be successful, all 11 hats have to do their job. In my opinion, I mean, in Goff we trust. I feel he's the quarterback that can get us there. But the other 10 hats on the field have to execute their job. Football is a game of proper execution. If the pocket collapses, he has to go up or get out, right? The gentleman right before him, I think his name was Sam, he said it, that if it's a broken play, he's got to make a move. So he's in a bad position. It sucks to say that conditions have to be optimal, but for any quarterback, they have to be optimal. Just the mobility aspect of it, yeah, it's going to make us better and extend the play, but I think Goff's our guy. He can win the big games, but the other 10 hats on the ball have to execute their job in whatever play or scheme they're doing.
I mean, Goff's not the guy unless you don't like guys who can throw 70% completion percentages a lot of times.
He's damn near 75.
I know.
Ed in Clarkston, you're on 97.1. What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. How's it going this morning?
Hey.
You know, a lot of people are getting down on Jared Goff. You know, you look at one of the first real mobile quarterbacks, Frank Tarkington. He went to 4 Super Bowls, and how many did he win? You know, and then you look at, I heard a stat on the show about a week and a half ago. They were talking about quarterbacks that have a 24% or higher pressure rate. All of them are bottom dwellers in their own division, except for one. And that would be Jared Goff. So that's not too bad for a guy who can't move, supposedly.
It's a weird narrative that he's no good under pressure. He has some of his best numbers under pressure and against the blitz.
Yeah, his style of play is, you know, becoming a dinosaur, as you guys said. But, I mean, there's no dinosaur I'd rather have running my team right now. Because he is damn good.
Thank you for the phone call. This was an inadvertent quarterback topic. This is not.
This is crazy.
It's out of nowhere, and it's because of one text. And, you know, I mean, I guess we should expect it. Until your quarterback wins it all, people are going to doubt if your quarterback can win it all.
Is he a top three quarterback in this league? No, I don't think so, but he's certainly top 10. God.
Well, wherever he ranks to me is kind of irrelevant.
You're right.
It's just, is he good enough to win big games? Playoff games are big games. There's such thing as a regular season game that's a big game. But when you get to the postseason, the rules don't change. It's the same football. Well, overtime rules change, but it's the same football game.
Right.
So you just got to go out and play the same game. The stage isn't too big for him.
By the way, I know it was about a decade ago, but Eli Manning was not exactly mobile, was he? I mean, he got from one play, but
You know, there's the game has changed. The game has evolved, but it's still the same principles. I'm fine with a quarterback that's accurate, smart, gets the ball out quickly, knows how to dissect the defense.
And he's a good leader, and his players great respect leader.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, love.
Doug's going to be in Wrigley Field tomorrow for Michigan Northwestern, and unfortunately, we're watching Northwestern Classic on Big Ten Network, and it's the what was the final?
54-51, Northwestern won. Michigan had the football. Less than a minute to go. They were up 51-47, and they handed it off up the middle to Anthony Thomas, who went through a big hole, broke into the clear, and was switching the football from right hand to left and was on his way to like a 65-yard touchdown pass or touchdown run when the ball popped out. I've told the story on the air before about that game in that moment, and I'm going to get some details wrong because when I heard it, it was years ago. But the secondary coach at the time for Northwestern was a guy named Jeff Jenick, who eventually went on to become the head coach at Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And one day I was at a Michigan practice, and Jeff Jenick was over there watching, and we started BSing on the sidelines, and he told me this story. He said that late in that game, I think he also ran the punt team, or there was a backup punter that was going to get cut, and he decided to take him into the secondary room and make him a safety. He was like one of the last kids on the roster. And Michigan playing Northwestern. Northwestern winning that game with a couple safeties hurt. Then another one got hurt. Then I think they put a corner at safety and he got hurt. And on that last play, they had this backup punter in there playing safety. And he was getting absolutely owned and blocked across the field on the last play. And it was his hand that flailed out and hit the football as Thomas was switching the football from right hand to left that made it pop out.
Wow.
And it was he was only on the field because of injury, and the play's coming up here in the next 10 minutes or so. And it was that play and that player that jarred it loose. And that's how the ball got knocked free. It's a crazy story. And like I said, I might have some details wrong here. Don't sue me. But there's something like that's the truth about that play. But even before that, I mean, they had a wide open Damian Anderson in the end zone, and he dropped the go-ahead touchdown pass with like a minute 30 to go. I mean, wide open. And then Hayden Epstein, they got in a field goal range after they gave up the last touchdown to go down 54-51. Hayden Epstein had like a 60-yarder to tie it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a crazy game.
But all Anthony Thomas had to do was just go
down. He could have fell to the ground. The game was over. But
anyway.
Reliving past Michigan Northwestern.
I don't think there'll be 111 points scored tomorrow.
I think that's likely, but we'll get more into that next hour. We're going to do it this hour, and then this golf thing broke out of nowhere. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Aaron in Shelby Township, you are next on 97.1. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I absolutely believe in Jared Goff. He's super smart. He makes the right decisions like 80, 90% of the time. His passer rating's high. It's just everyone has to contribute. You know, 2 years ago against the 49ers, game was on the line. We had dropped passes. The balls were on the money. They were right in the chest or right, you know, on the mark. Just dropped passes. You know, so everyone has to contribute. Everyone has to do their job. And I believe that Matthew Stafford, when he was here, I just believe the team around him, O-line, D-line, coaches, whatever, weren't at his level. That's why we lost. When my friends and I debate and argue, I always defend Jared Goff because I see it. I see how good he is, and I know our team is good. Everyone around him, elite. So I believe we have a great team, and I believe Jared Goff is our guy.
Well, I mean, you either believe he can win the Super Bowl or not. And the only measurement we really have is that he's won a ton of big games against a lot of good teams, including in the postseason. But he hasn't won the last one. And that's, you know, right. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, I only believe the quarterbacks that can win the Super Bowl are the ones that already have. I think that's that's a foolish way to go about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but our defense had a lot to do with that last game and our injuries.
Are you talking about the last playoff game?
Yeah,
Goff didn't have his best game.
Goff was bad.
Yeah. I mean, played bad, yeah, but our defense gave up way too many points. True. And that was just, you know.
There were a lot of things that conspired against them on that day, but they didn't help themselves. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Chris is in Garden City and is next. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I think the guy just made my point. I mean, yeah, everything around Goff is good. Look at some of these guys like Baker Mayfield, Darnold. Yeah, they go into better situations, and then they revive their careers. Goff's in the best situation you could possibly get in. I mean, like, people used to debate me and go, yeah, well, what about Lamar? Lamar's not better than Goff. Who has Lamar ever thrown to? He hasn't had a receiver over 6 foot tall his whole career. And we hear stuff like that. When it comes down to it, can Goff make a play? No. I mean, we seen it last week on a 20-yard out to the left. The receiver had to go down to one knee and the ball barely got there. That's Jared Goff. He's in a top five situation. That's why he's a top 15 quarterback. If he was in a crappy situation, he'd be out the league.
Look, I think Jared Goff is fine. He's good.
You picked cherry picked one throw as an example of Jared Goff not being able to get it done.
What about when he throws a ball? What about when he throws a ball in tight
ass
windows?
He's completing 74% of his passes.
What would he do on Carolina? He'd be out the league.
He wouldn't be out of the league.
But he obviously wouldn't be as successful.
He's horrible.
He's horrible?
You're on drugs.
Chris, you think Jared Goff, I want to make this
seriously,
clear.
You're
you
on
think
drugs.
Jared Goff is horrible?
What would he do? Tell me. You guys have avoided
he would
that.
Struggle, he would struggle more than he does here.
He wouldn't be as good.
He would struggle.
Almost every quarterback, maybe minus Lamar. And Lamar has had receivers over 6 feet tall.
God, it's unbelievable.
You think he's horrible,
Chris? He makes
him
better. He doesn't make us better. Quit that, okay? He has the best tight end in the league, one of the best receivers in the league, two great running backs.
He has the best tight end in the league. Okay, sure.
Who does?
LaPorte's not the best tight end in the league?
No, I think Brock Bowers is.
He's not top three?
He's top five,
but you know what he isn't? He isn't the best tight end in the league.
No.
I want to go back to Goff is horrible.
Brock Bowers, I think, is better.
Chris, this isn't a real call.
Bowers has like two touchdowns.
Oh, you're
going to
go by stats. All right, fine. Whatever.
Chris, you know what? Hold
on. Chris,
what am I supposed to go by?
Chris, smart ass. How good would Sam LaPorta be on a team that didn't have St. Brown and Jameson Williams and a great offensive line either? Come on. You're smarter than this. You could sit there and say, Jared Goff, I don't think is a top three quarterback or a top five quarterback. You can say that. I'm not going to argue with you. But to say he's horrible is absurd. It's absolutely freaking absurd, and you need to stop drinking.
Maybe I was sent to get you guys' blood pressure up on
a Friday. Whatever. Maybe. Yeah.
So you don't mean any of this.
No, he's top 15 quarterback, Doug. But here's the thing, Doug. I wanted you to answer this, too, and then Stoney, too. Is he 15 and then the situation makes him borderline top 10? Or is he, you know, 15 and 10? No, he's not.
Okay, hold on. You said horrible. Horrible is one of the worst. It would have to be bottom three or four, right?
When you're describing everything, like one guy has to, when you're making a point for Goff, you have to say that he's really great at everything.
No,
you know, it's kind of like when people are dogging Lamar. They're like, Lamar's horrible. How is Lamar horrible?
Well, none of us are dogging Lamar.
No. Lamar's not horrible. Jared Goff's not horrible. Jared Goff's been to one more Super Bowl than Lamar has.
And the situation makes him better. That's all I'm saying.
He said enough.
Matthew Stafford was horrible too, I guess.
It's almost like the same conversation we're having all over again.
He this guy, it's not for real.
That's right. not a real call. That's not a real call.
You're right. He purposely tried to get my dander up, and he did. And I'm not even a Jared Goff, you know, slappy or whatever word you want to use.
You know, people that believe that are really disrespecting how much Jared Goff does for this offense. Dan Campbell literally says it at every press conference, how important Jared Goff is. When that play call last week that we thought, the touchdown pass to Jameson Williams, we thought Campbell knew that there was going to be a touchdown call. He didn't. He was actually mad he didn't get the entire play call in. And guess who finished the play call for him? Jared Goff. Because he knows where to go. That's how mentally he's far ahead what fans give him any appreciation for. And he's such a big part of this team. I don't know why people continue to do this.
This is not a real call. This is not. I don't think that guy believed anything he said there. 97-1.
He just fumbled it. Sorry I yelled like that. That's not me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.